All right, so today you're going to be looking at AI and local government.
Okay.
Have you ever sat through a city council meeting
Yeah.
that just felt like it was never going to end?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's like longer than all three Lord of the Rings movies back to back to back.
Absolutely.
Well, imagine if you could get all of the important information from one of those meetings in like 5 to 8 minutes.
Wow.
And that's thanks to AI. That's what
Rare.
Larry Toole is doing with his podcast, Saratoga Civic Pulse.
So is he like summarizing the meetings with AI?
Yeah, so he's using AI to like break down these really long meetings into podcasts that are easy to listen to, while you're making dinner or you're driving to work or something like that.
That's interesting. So it sounds like he's using AI to create a whole new form of civic journalism.
Exactly. And he didn't do this alone. He teamed up with Dan Forbush,
Okay.
who created this tech company called Smarticus. And they're using AI to do this. And they're already thinking about how to bring this to other towns and cities around the country.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, imagine if every town had access to these AI-powered summaries. It could really change how people think about local government and how they engage with it.
Totally. So how does it actually work?
Well, I'm curious about that too.
So Larry told us that he starts by feeding the video or the meeting minutes into what's called a large language model.
Okay, a large language model. What's that?
Think of it as like a really, really smart computer program that can understand and process information, kind of like we do.
Oh, so it can understand what's being talked about in the meeting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he uses these things called prompts to tell the AI what he wants it to do.
Prompts.
Yeah, so in this case, he's asking it to like condense the information and create a script for his podcast.
So he's like giving the AI instructions.
Yeah, exactly. And then the script goes to a text-to-speech service where you can even choose the voices. So right now they're using this AI host named Jessica
Wow.
and even a clone of Larry's own voice.
That's wild. Is that a real thing?
It's pretty amazing.
I bet that makes the podcast sound more like personal and engaging too.
Totally, it really does. But even with all of this AI, doing a lot of the heavy lifting, Larry still spends like an hour or so reviewing each
I
episode
see.
just to make sure that everything is accurate because, as we all know, AI is really powerful, but it's not perfect.
Right. It can make mistakes.
Exactly. And he needs someone to kind of double check its work.
And I bet it's also important to make sure that the podcasts are like unbiased, and
Cult.
not taking sides.
Absolutely. And Larry is really committed to that. He's just reporting what happened in the meeting so listeners can form their own opinions.
That's good. So he's not trying to influence anyone.
Exactly. He's just trying to inform people.
That makes sense. It's all about providing the information and letting people decide for themselves.
Right. And that's really important for building trust with listeners.
Absolutely.
So now that they have this process down, Dan is working on automating the software that generates these podcasts so that it can be used in other places.
Oh, wow. So he's trying to make it so that any town can easily create their own AI podcast.
Exactly. And they're focusing on integrating their system with this service called Granicus. Yeah,
Granicus.
a lot of cities already use it for like video solutions and websites.
That's smart because it means that they don't have to start from scratch.
Yeah, they can just plug their system into something that already exists.
So it would be much easier for cities to adopt this technology.
Yeah, they're actually working on automating the software so that it can like target a specific city and load the right internet address for the meeting videos and stuff like that.
That's amazing. Imagine every city council meeting turned into an easy to listen to podcast. I mean, think of how many more people would be interested in what their local government's doing.
Exactly. And they're not stopping there.
Really?
They're
Yeah.
thinking about creating a whole platform.
A platform.
Yeah, like a website or an app where people can access all sorts of information about their local government.
What kind of information are we talking about?
Well, they're talking about incorporating articles written by local journalists or experts. So it would be like a one-stop shop for everything related to civic life.
So like a central hub for all things local government.
Exactly. And somebody even suggested creating an app that would notify you about upcoming meetings and highlight the agenda items that you're actually interested in.
Oh, wow. That's taking it to a whole other level. It's like having a personal assistant for local government.
Exactly.
It'll tell you what's going on and what you need to know.
And then you can listen to the 8-minute podcast to get the
I
details.
love it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. But as with any new technology, there are some important questions to consider.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, how do we make sure that the information is accurate and unbiased?
Right.
And how do we reach people who who aren't already plugged in to local politics?
Those are good questions.
Yeah, and these are all challenges that Dan and Larry are thinking about right now.
So they're aware of the potential pitfalls.
Oh, yeah. They're not naive about it. That's good to know. They believe that the key to making this successful is a combination of, like, centralized technology and local expertise.
That makes sense.
So they're working on building relationships with journalists, community leaders, residents in each town.
So it's not just about the technology, it's about the people too.
Exactly. It's about building trust and making sure that the content is relevant to each community.
So it sounds like they're taking a very thoughtful and collaborative approach.
They are. And it's really inspiring to see.
I agree.
They're not just talking about this. They're actually experimenting and figuring out the best way to implement this vision.
So they're out there in the real world trying things out.
Exactly. They're using Saratoga Springs as a testing ground.
Yeah.
You know, working out the kinks and learning what works and what doesn't.
That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, they're basically paving the way for a new era of civic engagement.
Wow.
Where technology can actually help people be more informed and involved in their communities.
It's about making local government more accessible and transparent and ultimately more responsive to the needs of the citizens.
Absolutely. And that's something we can all be excited about.
I agree.
Now, while they're working on expanding this platform to other communities, they're also thinking about even more ambitious ways to use AI for civic engagement.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, that's what we're going to dive into next.
Clark.
Get ready for some really mind-blowing ideas about the future of AI and local government.
I'm ready. Bring it on. So some of those mind-blowing ideas, Dan actually talked about how you could use AI for open space planning.
Okay.
So imagine you have all the experts about open space get together on Zoom.
Okay.
And they discuss their priorities for like a new open space plan. You take the transcript from that meeting and feed that into this AI tool called Notebook LM, which was developed by Google.
Notebook LM.
Yeah.
Okay, what is that?
You can add other sources of information to Notebook LM, like, you know, existing reports or plans. So you create this comprehensive knowledge base.
So it's not just analyzing the meeting transcript.
It's not.
It's like looking at other relevant information, too.
Exactly. And then the AI can analyze all that data and generate, like, a list of key issues and questions that need to be addressed in the plan.
So it's kind of like having a really smart research assistant that can like read everything and highlight the most important point.
Exactly. And then it gets even more interesting. You can then have individual conversations with each expert, dive deeper into their perspective and add those to Notebook LM.
So it's like constantly building on the knowledge base.
Yes.
And getting like more insights and perspectives.
Exactly. And then get this, they could ask the AI to write a draft plan for open space in Saratoga Springs based on all that input.
Wow, that's wild.
So it's like crowdsourcing intelligence.
Yeah.
But with AI as the facilitator.
I love it.
Dan believes that this approach could lead to like more objective and comprehensive plans that truly represent the collective intelligence of the experts.
It's really cool that they're not just like theorizing about this. They're actually going to like test it out.
Yeah. So Dan is going to use the recording and the transcript of their meeting with Larry to generate different forms of content using AI.
Like what?
Like an audio overview, a briefing document, a feature story.
An audio overview?
Yeah.
What's that like?
They're going to structure it as a podcast with two AI agents discussing the meeting.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right.
Especially for people who don't like to read.
Exactly.
They can just listen.
Yeah, it's like listening in on a conversation between two experts who have like absorbed all the key insights from the meeting.
And they're going to share the draft.
Of course.
With Larry before publishing, just to make sure it's accurate, get his feedback.
Right. It's all about that collaboration, you know, recognizing that AI is a tool to enhance human capabilities, not replace them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So while Dan's exploring these cool uses of AI for civic engagement, Larry's been busy refining his process for Saratoga Civic Pulse.
Mm-hmm.
He told us he uses Otter AI.
Otter AI.
Yeah, for transcription.
I love Otter AI.
Yeah.
It's such a great tool. It combines audio recording with real-time transcription and speaker identification.
So it's not just recording. It's trying to figure out who's saying what.
Yeah, like who's speaking.
That's super helpful.
Yeah, especially for those long meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Helps keep track of who said what.
So then he feeds the transcripts into his AI system.
Okay.
To create the podcasts. And he even cloned his own voice.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
to use in the podcast.
It's amazing that technology exists.
It is.
Imagine we could create entire podcasts or audiobooks
Oh my
just
God.
using AI-generated voices that sound like real people.
That's kind of scary.
It is a little bit,
Yeah.
yeah, but also kind of cool.
But for now, Larry's just focused on making Saratoga Civic Pulse as informative and engaging as possible.
Right.
And he's really committed to keeping it nonpartisan.
I think that's so important, especially now when, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in all the noise and the different opinions out
It's
there.
hard to know what to believe
Yeah.
sometimes. And you want to make sure that you're getting information from a source that you can trust.
Exactly.
So Larry told us a story about how the AI handled this really contentious issue.
Okay.
In one of the meetings where the mayor and one of the commissioners voted against every single proposal that was put forward.
Wow.
Yeah, and the AI just reported the
It
votes.
didn't like try to make a big deal out of it.
Nope, it just stuck to the facts.
I like that it shows that they're being really thoughtful about how they use AI
Right.
and the potential impact it can have.
Larry acknowledged that it was a deliberate decision to keep it neutral.
Okay.
He doesn't want to like add fuel to the fire.
It's a delicate balance,
It is.
but it sounds like he's doing a good job.
He's creating a space where people can get informed without feeling like they're being swayed one way or another.
Right.
So speaking of empowering citizens, Dan had some interesting thoughts about how AI could be used to write stories about these civic initiatives.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
So, you know, stories have the power to connect with people on an emotional level
Yeah.
and inspire them to get involved.
Absolutely.
So he's thinking of AI as like a tool for journalists, like almost like an AI assistant
Okay.
that can help generate questions for interviews or uncover angles or insights that a human reporter might miss.
So, like augmenting the journalistic process,
Exactly.
allowing reporters to dig deeper and explore more perspectives.
And again, he's not just talking about it.
Right.
He's going to test this approach
Okay.
by
But.
using the transcript from their meeting to generate a feature story.
Wow. I can't wait to see what the AI comes up with.
Me too.
Yeah.
And of course, he's going to run the story by Larry just
Yeah.
to, you know, make sure it's accurate and get his feedback.
I like that they're always collaborating.
Yeah, it shows that they're not just interested in using AI for AI's sake.
Right.
They really want to make a positive impact.
Yeah, they're not just techies, they're humanitarians.
That's a good way to put it.
They're using technology for good.
And that's what their AI showcase is all about.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
They want to highlight people who are doing amazing things with AI.
It's important to show the world that AI isn't just about job displacement and dystopian futures.
Right.
It's about solving problems and creating opportunities.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really cool to see them using AI to like actually make a difference.
Yeah, they're not just, you know, talking about it. They're out there doing it.
Exactly. So before we wrap up, I wanted to mention one more thing that Larry said about expanding Saratoga Civic Pulse
Okay.
to other towns and cities. So he's working on automating the software so that it can be easily implemented in other places,
Okay.
which is a huge step in making this model scalable.
Yeah, if they want to see this idea take off across the country, it can't just be a one-off thing. It has
Exactly.
to be something that other towns and cities can easily replicate.
And adapt to their own needs.
Right,
But it's
exactly.
not just about the tech side of things.
Okay.
Larry also knows how important it is to have local support in each community.
That makes sense. You need someone on the ground who understands the local context.
Yeah, like someone who can make sure that the AI-powered podcasts are accurate and relevant to that specific community.
So it's about building relationships with journalists, community leaders, residents, you know, really getting everyone on board.
Exactly. It's a collaborative effort.
That's really cool.
And it's not just about summarizing government meetings.
No.
Larry's thinking bigger. He wants to create this whole platform for civic engagement.
Like a one-stop shop for everything local.
Yeah, exactly. Like incorporating articles from local journalists, expert commentary, maybe even information about like the ethical use of AI.
So it's about creating a space where people can learn about local issues and connect with each other.
Right. And he even mentioned adding a feature where people could get notified about upcoming meetings and agenda items they care about.
Oh, wow. That's like a personalized news feed for local government.
Exactly. You know, people are busy. They don't have time to sift through tons of information.
Right. You only want to know about the stuff that actually affects you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this would help people stay informed about the issues that matter most to them.
And make it easier to participate in the decision-making process.
Exactly.
I love
It's
that.
all about making civic engagement more accessible and convenient.
You know, it's like meeting people where they are instead of expecting them to go out of their way.
Exactly. And Larry believes that this kind of platform could actually re-energize local democracy.
It's a big goal, but I think it's possible.
Yeah, and make government more responsive to the needs of its citizens.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, it'd be a huge win for everyone.
So to wrap things up,
yeah,
we've seen how AI is changing the way people connect with local government.
From like summarizing those super long meetings,
yeah,
to, you know, making the planning process more inclusive.
And we've learned about Saratoga Civic Pulse and how it's giving people more of a voice in their community.
And I think we can all agree that what Dan and Larry are doing is pretty inspiring.
Yeah, they're showing us that AI can be a force for good.
Exactly.
And that the future of civic engagement is looking pretty bright.
That's a great way to put it. So to our listeners, yeah, we leave you with this question. What role will you play in shaping the future of AI?
Will you just sit back and watch?
Or will you get involved and help create a future where AI is used to make the world a better place?
The choice is yours.